Indiana residents voted in favor of 12 school referendums during the May 8th primary election. The Associated Press reports the endorsements include measures to increase property taxes to boost funding for local school districts. 8 districts throughout the state applied for operating referendums to help fund daily expenses such as salaries and academic programs. 4 districts applied for capital referendums, which are used to fund building maintenance and construction projects. Under current Indiana law, schools are awarded funding based on enrollment. Each student is worth a certain amount of money from the state. Residents can, however, vote to increase their own property taxes above the state recommended cap to increase funding for local schools. Monroe County residents have already done this twice in support of the Monroe County Community School Corporation. The past 2 years have seen a string of successes for school referendums in Indiana. The passage rate since 2016 has been nearly 80%, while historically, school referendums have an approval rate of around 50%, according to the AP. The increased success rate is partially attributed to more sophisticated campaigning by school districts. This marks a win for Indiana public schools, which have had a difficult year. In January, the Indiana General Assembly had to take emergency action after there was an $11.8 million funding gap in the state's education budget. The actual enrollment count of the schools had exceeded the enrollment projections. This resulted in an $11 deficit for each enrolled student. In addition, the Muncie Community School Corporation is facing a takeover by Ball State University during next week's special legislative session. The school would be given a one-time $12 million loan to pay off a $10 million debt. In exchange, the 5-person Muncie Community School Board would be disbanded and replaced with a 7-person board appointed by Ball State. The property tax increases from the referendums are not statewide.